Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, we have somebody in the lines, Connor. Let's hook them up. Let's hook them up on the lines. Before we get to that, I do want to tee up the topic that we're going to talk about now. If you have any doubt as to what the Republicans will do if they get into Congress, if you have any doubt whatsoever, you should have no doubt anymore. Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, with the full backing of Kevin McCarthy and the rest, just introduced a bill to make all federal employees at-will employees to have no employment protection so they can be fired at will in the future by the Republicans. Going to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks so much for talking about our president this morning. I think he's doing an outstanding job, and he has really outstanding characteristics, you know, that we really need in a president. You know, his honesty, integrity, selflessness, and he really is there to serve the people in our country, and he's doing an outstanding job. And, you know, it makes me feel sad when people are so worried about maybe, and I don't know if this is true, because a lot of times things are so false out there, that's thrown out there, that maybe people want to replace him. I think he's doing an outstanding job. I don't want to replace him at all. Another thing I'd like to say is I'm very concerned about what I saw running on the Republican side against our governor. I thought, when I watched those people, I thought, what a joke. What a joke. We deserve better than that. I'll tell you something. I think that we have one of the best governors that any state in our country has. Tony Evers is one of those men that has honesty and integrity, and he wants to work hard for the people in the state. We have seen him on our side of the state, and he is doing an outstanding job. He meets with the people, he meets with the public, and he is working on our roads, and he's working on all of the areas that people have concerns about. But he's not out there tooting his own horn. Biden isn't out there tooting his own horn, but the Republicans are out there tooting their horns for the things that the Democrat leaders are doing. They don't have any ideas, they have no plans, and they don't care about anything except destroying everything that we hold dear to our hearts. They've never done anything for helping people to get medical care or keeping costs down on medical care. They've never done anything to help our infrastructure. They totally denied climate change. And in fact, in our state, we weren't allowed, people that worked for the state weren't allowed to talk about climate change. What about that? Remember that when Walker did it? So people, don't even go after the people with a D after their name anymore, because you don't look like you have very much on the ball. I've watched live. Sometimes turn on your TV and watch our federal government at work, and watch those Republicans try to stop anything that the Democrats are trying to do to help our country or protect our country. They are not good for us, and we need to vote them out, folks, and rebuild our country in the right direction with people who actually care. And I have to tell you, folks, it is the Democrats. And I believe it now, and I have been an independent my entire life. But boy, folks, pay attention, and please do the right thing, because we're counting on you. Us independents are counting on Republicans to knock those people out. They shouldn't even be in office. So thank you so much, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on this morning, but boy, when I saw those
Republicans. That's very, very strong. Very good, as always, very enthusiastic. I want to second that and then get back to our topic. What Gina says is absolutely true. Joe Biden has done a superb job. You know, everybody goes, oh, well, his approval ratings are under 40%. At this stage of the presidency, since 1952, virtually every president has had low approval ratings. You get in the first term, there's a lot of problems, everybody blames the president. Then you start nominating somebody on the other side, and they look at him and they think, oh my God, I couldn't have that guy. So there's no, Joe can get reelected, and I'm assuming he'll run. I support him 100%, and I want him to get reelected. The truth is that the problems he's facing, it doesn't matter whether they're of his making or not. He's the president. The buck stops here. Inflation, he's beating it better than anywhere else in the world, and gas prices keep coming down. Number two, Ukraine. The Russians are a genocidal, sadistic culture, and he's standing up to them very well, and he's building alliances. What he does not do, and what I think Gene is correct in saying that Tony Evers doesn't do, is sufficiently toot their own horns. In other words, what we're doing as a Democratic Party. And okay, well, you don't want a loudmouth. You don't want a Trump on the other side. Deal with it, guys. Get out there and vote. Excellent, excellent comment, Gene of Eau Claire. Now, I want to get back to this Republican bill. You sit back, you yawn, you go, oh, well, they'll get in and won't be so bad. Let me tell you something. This bill would strip all federal employees of any employment protection. They'd be at will. They'd be at will. And you know, in the private workplace, if you have a union, you're protected and you can be discharged only for cause. And the cause has to be somewhat substantial. If you have an at-will employee, it's sort of like a probationary employee all your life. Get out of here. And they will go through it. Anybody who is seen as insufficiently loyal to Trump if he gets back in, or frankly, anybody whom they suspect of not agreeing with them, can be discharged. And this bill will not pass now. Nancy Pelosi won't let it come to the floor. But the truth is that if Kevin McCarthy ever gets in as speaker, he'll co-sponsor the bill. Scott Walker did that. He got rid of civil service in the state. And that civil service, we were one of the pioneers in the early 20th century, 100 years ago. Scott Walker, because he was anti-union, he was anti-employee, he just got rid of it, and everyone yawned. Nobody's paying attention. There aren't objective standards for hiring. It's up to who you know. This is wrong. It is flat out wrong. The Democratic Party a long time ago has stood for the reforms that protected employees. And you may say, well, okay, I work for a living, but I'm going to vote Republican because of this or that. Guess again, guy. Guess again. It's not just that you're not going to have a union. You're not going to have any employment protection. And whatever relative of yours works for the federal government or any other government run by Republicans can be released at will. And these are good jobs with good benefits, and they can be released at will if they don't have unions. And at the federal level right now, there'll be an attempt to get rid of them too. And they already got rid of them in Michigan, Wisconsin. You know, we're industrial states. We were the heart of the UAW, and they got rid of unions, and they'll do it again in spades in the national level. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.